Hey, good morning. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well. I'm a little scruffy. It's been a busy couple days, apparently. Had a fire in my house on Thursday, right in the middle of a conference meet on all day meeting. Heard a fire alarms go off. Go thinking maybe it was the neighbors. No, it was my house. Third floor. I'll put pictures up at some point. You can see that I'm not making this stuff up because you can't make life up. It's too busy. Anyway, 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And today I'm coming from a different location, my parents' house. This up here, right there, is my son's tree fort that we built a couple years ago. It's basically a pallet that I stuck in a tree for him and nailed it in so that it wouldn't go anywhere. But that's his fort. So he has a little tree fort that's basically a wooden pallet in a tree. See? Take what you got. Reuse stuff. Don't throw it out. And today I want to talk about the Scrum pillar of adaption. And we're going to talk about that a little bit. So with that being said, today is the 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg Master, Scrum Master and Agile Coach. And we talk about Scrum and Agile in a practical, tactical way. And I'm going to tell you from our mission statement. So you can get value to your customer, not work those crazy hours, and get home to family and friends so you can have fun. And I'm going to talk about a little bit about our mission statement a little bit, just because I want to share something, why we do this show, and why I like Scrum and Agile, and why I think it helps meet that mission statement, or helps get you there. So, first thing, I want to talk the mission statement just a little bit. So our mission is to get people home to family and friends. When I coach teams, I am always about getting the work done so we can get the value to, you know, when I say value to the customer, that's not working 80 hours of drop code. That's not value. That's a waste, right? My goal is to get you home after 40 hours or less, get the code, get the product, get it in the customer's hands so they can buy it so you and your company can make money. And the idea is that you can get home and spend time with your family and friends. I will say, because we had a fire, my third floor is totally obliterated. Well, it's not obliterated. It's just can't livable. It's smoke. The fire department brought the fire hoses up, turned those suckers on. I love the Philadelphia Fire Department. Without them, you know, my house would probably be gone right now. So I have total respect, but they love that hose. Yeah. If you ever see one of those 3-inch hoses going up your stairs and then they say, turn the water on, you're like, oh God, here we go. So yeah, so water from the third floor gets to the second floor, takes that bathroom out, gets all the way down the first floor and drips into a big giant trash can. So there's a little bit of water in my house for a little fire, but you know, I'd rather have them get the fire out and save the entire house than not. So thumbs up to the Philadelphia Fire Department for doing the things they do. Appreciate y'all very much. It's nice living next to a fire department, by the way. Fire station. It's a good part of town. So, I don't know where I'm going to be doing the show and how often I'm going to be doing the show. It's going to be different. But, yeah, we had a fire. But, going back to the mission, here's a couple things. Why do I say get home to family and friends? One, because there's more to life than work. Some people, it's all about work, but building friendships with people, being with your family is important. Like right now, staying at my parents' house. Yeah, they live out in the suburbs. Without family, you know, where would I stay? Yeah, I get a hotel room, whatever, but you know what? Bring the dogs, the cats, have a place. Just could they think they didn't downsize just yet? We keep talking to them. Jerry. Over there, Jerry's all crying at the door because he wants to go out chase bunnies. But without family, we wouldn't have a place to stay. So the idea of being with family and friends, your own kids, parents, brothers, sisters, whatever you got, go visit them. But also friends. I will say, my neighbor, Patty, I'll say his name, Patty. Anyway, and my other neighbors across the street, there's John, there's everybody coming out to help. Not having time to establish a relationship with your friends and neighbors is a loss Because having them, even though, you know, it's like, we can do, he's offering me a beer. It's like, I got to do a lot of things, but I'm definitely going to drink up with a beer. But, you know, just going through the day, the fire department's here. Everybody's out there looking. Oop, comes Jerry. There's Jerry. Jerry, say hi. There's Jerry. You know, just being allowed to sit in an air-conditioned house because power in my house is gone. There's no power in the office and all that kind of stuff. I got to figure all that out until they get the check, make sure it wasn't an electrical fire. But, you know, just having friends that be able to say, hey, dude, you need to sit in the air condition because it was like 95, 100 degrees out. Feel free. Use up the AC, whatever. Take a break. Go on electronic because I was in the middle of a conference call. I'm like, dude, can I use your Wi-Fi? So I realized, I'm like, why can't I log in? Because I had no Wi-Fi. So I went over to his house, plugged in my computer, hooked up, jumped on my video teleconference. It was still going on. Let them all know. I'm not going to be making it back because there's a fire at my house. So it worked out good. But again, it's part of the mission to go hang out with your family and friends. So you can establish these relationships with people outside of work. Work's great. People at work are awesome. You know, they will help you as much as they can, but they all live scattered across the city or the area or the town or God knows, some places drive 4 or 5 hours to get to work. They can't be there to help you when things outside of work go wrong. And they will go. Hopefully, God forbid, no one has fire in their house because it is a pain in the ass. I'll tell you that right now. But, you know. But that's why we do the mission. So you can establish that relationship, enjoy life, go with family and friends, and be a whole person, right? So, and I enjoy what I do, to be honest with you. So it's always good to be enjoying. And this is not a virtual background, by the way. It's a real background. There is actually a bird feeder there. There's an old plastic slide. And again, up in the tree there, there's my kid's tree fort. And as you can see, the sun's coming up. I had to wait a little bit. Because at 5 a.m. it was still dark. I was up before the sun came up. So it was too dark to do the show. And I came out here because it's quieter. Because I have to do this before everybody wakes up. Because it's not going to be good. Right, Jer? So anyway. So that's my story for today. The kicker in. Now what the original topic is. Adaptation. Because we're talking about Scrum Pillars. Didn't get to do it yesterday. Didn't do the fortune cookies. My fortune cookies are in my office. Office is fine. All my computer stuff's there. It's all fine. It was just the third floor. So I don't have fortune cookies today. I have to pick some up. And we'll do that. But the adaptation. So we're talking about the three Scrum pillars. Transparency, inspection, and adaptation. Oh, and by the way, this is our 667th episode. So of those, we're in the last one, adaptation. There is a sentence in the Scrum Guide, and that's why I say everybody should read the Scrum Guide every once in a while. It reinvigorates stuff that's out there. Scrum team is expected to adapt the moment it learns anything new through inspections. And we talked about the inspection process the other day. We talked about the retro. We talked about inspecting work, whatever. But here's what people don't get. Scrum is about adapting to what they find. How many times I help coach teams that do retros and don't adapt? I mean, seriously, take it freaking serious for adapting to what they learn in the retrospective. Make it a PBI item. Make it in your backlog. Make it an item, put points on it, and work it like you would work anything else that's in your backlog. It's so critical. That sentence right there is what I just said. A Scrum team is expected to adapt the moment it learns anything new through inspections. And the way that's set up is that it's supposed to, I don't know what the dog's looking at. It's supposed to take those lessons learned you do during retrospective and make it a PB item and actually work it. You're expected to adapt. That means we're going to try something new. We're going to do something based on what we saw during the inspection process. Something you see in your burndown chart. Something. We're going to do something. We're going to make it happen. It's, oh, well, we can't really fix it. That is not what's expected in a scrum team. And this is what coaches, this is what scrum masters miss out when they do scrum. This is how Jeff Sutherland gets twice as much work done in half the time, because every sprint you're adapting. It's so critical, and it's so not emphasized with the teams. We can go through, oh, here's the ceremonies, here's everything. That's mechanical. That is the easiest thing on the planet. And if your team can't get that one, you should probably call me. Oh, maybe I need to help coach you and your team. But that's the easy stuff, right? It's the adaptation. It's when you see change, how do you adapt? Had a fire. I don't think this applies, but adapting to that, you know, had to move, relocate, call people, use insurance, learn a lot of things about this. So there'll be a whole, I could probably do a whole TikTok series on my life after a fire. Maybe I should. Maybe I'll get a million hits. But you have to be able to adapt, and you have to reflect after inspection, which is the reflection part we talked about. Those four quadrants, that's all inspection. How do we do? What was good? What was bad? What's risk in the future? The adaption part is now doing something, right? So now we got to do something based on what we saw. So, and this dog is shedding like a storm. But that's what I'm going to share with you today. I want to make sure everybody understands that. I think it's important because, again, this is getting you home. If you're doing able to do twice as much work in half the time, what did I just say? Half the time and twice as productive. This is how you get home to family and friends and establish those relationships. So, God forbid your house catches on fire, you have relations with human beings to help you through it. It's very important. That's why the mission's there. I didn't want to live my mission statement. I just enjoyed having fun with them, drinking a beer, going on vacation. But sometimes you need it when you really need it. When people pass, get fires, hurricanes, tornadoes, storms, floods, you know. So that's part of why we do this show. Anyway, I want to wish you all a happy day, happy scrumming, and take care of everything. And we'll be doing all kinds of weird stuff lately. Because, one, we're out in the middle of suburbs, Treefort. Maybe we should do a show. I don't think I could go to Treefort. I think it would fall. I think I need to build them a new one. And we'll see from there. Okay. Take care, everyone. Enjoy. Bye. See you.